People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or theysepeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Poly 92.3 FM. Hello and welcome to People Helping People. My name is Greg. Got my co-host Larry with me as we get back in the saddle for another show. It's good to be with you, my good friend.
It's good to be with you, too. But you really enunciated that very well. Is that what, how you say
it? Are you saying I normally slur my words?
No, but it's enunciated.
I don't know what I was thinking today.
It's very articulate.
I feel like I need to articulate today because it's been a few weeks since we've been live. 2 weeks. I was away on vacation. And as you know, when you come back
like
from vacation,
every other week,
you're
so
refreshed.
What's new?
Oh, come on. When you come back from vacation, you get refreshed. I am a big proponent of taking vacations. And I don't mean necessarily going away, but just getting away from work.
I agree with you 100%. I wish I could do that.
There are too many people in this country, in America, that feel guilty to take time off because they're afraid they might lose, fall so far behind. They got their emails, or they go away and they check their emails and their phones constantly, which isn't a vacation.
I have so much to say about that.
Right, but let's talk about it for a second.
You know I have an opinion on that. You know,
tell me your opinion. I'm curious. You very rarely have an opinion.
You know I always have an opinion on phones and technology.
Yeah, but what is your opinion on this?
Every time I go out, every time I go out to dinner or go to the coffee shop, anything like that, I'm always watching people on their mobiles.
Even when they're sitting with another person?
Continually. And it's just really gotten, I think, epidemic, maybe pandemic is so bad. I can't ever go. I mean, walking down the sidewalk, people are ignoring and they walk across the street. They don't see that I'm coming right at them.
Yeah.
They walk right across the street on their stinking phone.
I agree. I mean, I'm sometimes as guilty as others, but I try. Like when I was away, I did my best to keep my phone away from me.
Yeah.
I would put it somewhere, and if I needed to check it, I'd go and see if I had any missed calls or texts.
I do that.
But I'm not, I didn't check my email once. Now, that is a strange thing.
Good man.
And frankly,
I'm proud of you.
If I told like my boss that I didn't check my email once, he probably would get offended. Like, why are you not checking? But you know what? That's not how you need to disconnect. The minute you start engaging in work when you're on vacation, your brain goes back into that mode. You can't relax. Then you see something that reminds you of something that you have to get done. And now you're no longer using the time wisely and effectively because that's important. I came back feeling refreshed and ready to do work instead of coming back feeling like I'm still in that funk.
So you are refreshed then.
I do feel refreshed. I mean, I got some beach time. I got to go in. I spent a lot of hours in the ocean.
Really? In the water?
I spent time in the sun.
My I didn't know you knew nephews. How to swim.
I do.
And especially in the ocean. You're here.
But I really enjoy that. I enjoy being in the water. I enjoy being, it sort of like transports you.
It does.
To another place. And it makes you feel like things are, you feel small when you're in the ocean. You know what I mean? Look at the ocean and you say, I feel like life is so, this is how big this ocean, just this one ocean.
Yeah, right.
Is so big. And I'm this little person in it. It really does kind of put things in perspective.
I've been on a lot of different oceans.
Yeah, so have I. It's my favorite thing. I'm a beach guy. I love the beach.
I am too. I used to always body surf every summer, every weekend. I was body surfing from the early morning until the evening. When
yeah,
the sun
spend the whole day
down.
On the beach.
Whole
you know,
day.
What I'll do is I'll go in the morning at like 8:39 till about 1 o'clock. Go back and have some lunch.
Yeah.
Take a break from the sun. Go back at like 2:33, and sun's still strong, but then it starts to weaken, and you're sitting there when the sun's going down over the water. Is there anything better than that?
No. No, there isn't.
And it's important. I was reading an article about in Sweden, they do vacations right. I don't know if you have you ever heard about the theory that Sweden has with vacations, Larry?
You know what? I have a friend. Actually, we got to have him on the show. And he's in Sweden all the time.
Well, so what happens is, I'd love to talk to this guy. I'm going to try and see if I can find this. They do vacations differently.
I know I heard something.
Than we do. Because we end up we basically get 2 weeks. In some cases, it's 3 weeks a year, right? Swedes are mandatory to take 5 weeks of vacation every year. It's mandatory, at least 5 weeks. How they do it is they work for 2 months and then they take a week off. And they work for another 2 months and they take a week off. And what happens is they feel that people are getting more work done. They're happier at their jobs. They're more content. They get more time with their family. So in other words, it gives you, always gives you something to look forward to, right? Knowing that five times during the year, you're going to get a week off.
Yeah.
That's a little more than a month. So in relative terms, it's what, about 10%, maybe a little less than, no, about 10% of the year.
Yeah.
You get on vacation. As opposed to working to live, we seem to live to work sometimes, right?
I
think that Swedes are doing is they're basically making sure that you're stopping and enjoying your life. You don't have to go away. You don't have to go on vacation every time, but take the time away, refresh yourself, and then come back rejuvenated. The Swedes got it right.
I had something really special happen to me this couple weeks.
What's that?
It was my birthday.
Yeah, and I sent you, I don't know if you got my happy birthday wish.
I did.
Oh, thank you just chose to ignore me. Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to bother you on your vacation. Brother. I wished you a happy birthday.
You did. Of course you did.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this, but 3 months my daughter had been planning a surprise.
For you?
For me. So my son and daughter-in-law came up from Santa Barbara, and Ryan told me, he says, Dad, he told me about a month ago, Dad, don't plan anything from the 21st through the 25th. I don't care if it's work, anything, don't plan anything. We've got something planned for you. We want to come up to your house and spend some time. I said, oh, great, okay. So Saturday rolls around. No, Sunday was Sunday. And so Ryan and Holly were at my house, and they said, Dad, let's go to San Francisco. I said, great, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we went to San Francisco. I couldn't have picked the worst day. It was just packed with people. The Giants were playing.
Yeah.
And I think we had Gay Pride day that.
Probably.
A gay parade, Gay Pride.
21st or something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, whatever day it was is when we were there. So I said, my God, what's all the traffic from? You know, and then Ryan said, I think it's Gay Pride and I think the Giants are playing. I said, great. So anyway, we ended up at Pier 39 and I was walking down the pier. We got almost to the end. Ryan and Holly said, we got to use the restroom, Dan. We'll be right back. So all of a sudden, I'm just standing there looking around, and my daughter pops up from behind a pillar somewhere. She says, happy birthday, Daddy. And I almost passed out.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen her in 2 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And I said, hey, how did this happen? I said, hey, you guys just happened to be here or what? She says, no.
It was planned.
So we had a wonderful 2 days.
Oh, that's amazing.
Harbor cruise, and we had, wine crew. It was just
phenomenal. Amazing you came up with such good, you produced such nice children.
I know, and knowing me as you do.
You deserve that. What you work birthday. Hard, you look after your kids all the time. You're a good father, a good man. I'm glad you got that.
Oh, that was,
I was
going
to say to you, for your 100th birthday, you look great. I mean, look, you've been telling
me
forever.
I do, don't I?
You do look great.
I do. I just turned a century.
It's funny because I was... the one day I was in the office, my last day here was the Thursday, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And I actually went up front. And I said, I know Larry's birthday's coming up. I was like, I know. And I'm like, I don't really check Facebook all that often, you know?
I'm not on Facebook.
So I was like, let me check. I think it's either today or tomorrow, but I'm flying
tomorrow.
Oh,
that's right. It would be on.
So I went on Facebook, and sure enough, I saw Larry Walling. And I'm like, oh, great. It's his birthday. So I say, so then Crystal later on is like, don't forget, it's Larry's birthday. I was like, no. I know. He just chose to ignore me after I sent him the text. but I was really, I'm glad you got to spend time with your kids.
Yeah, it was one of the best birthdays I've ever had.
So
sure.
since we've been gone, a couple things I was going to say, first, the World Cup has been unbelievable. And I know, I'm not a big soccer fan, but the World Cup is the time when I stop to watch soccer or football, depending on where you're native.
If any time, it would be that time.
But it's so fun to watch these matches and how the countries get so behind. And even countries that aren't represented, like the U.S. this year.
Yeah.
People getting into the games and all. And, and I know in our office, we have some big soccer fans. Shrieger's a big soccer fan. Gurpreet was pulling hard for Germany. They got eliminated. Nate is a big soccer fan. His Mexican team was eliminated.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I just want to make a point. I went to a few times I've gone to watch games, when I was on vacation at bars or at place restaurants. Yeah. And it's always nice to see the different cultures coming together. And I particularly saw a bunch of Desi friends watching in their India jerseys.
Yeah.
They're not playing in the game, but they were watching a match and it was really nice to see all these different groups of people watching and enjoying and cheering each other on.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we are kind of all one and we're all the same, even though, we root for a certain team and we might root for our home country or we all root for the United States team who isn't there this year or in this particular World Cup. But I do love to see the reminders that we all come together and enjoy something simple like soccer.
Yeah,
although the referees and the players might not think it's simple. For us, it's a joy to do this every few years.
It is.
The other thing I was going to mention is the fires. I come back from vacation on Sunday night, and they said the air quality was terrible. Apparently, there's more fires up by Lake Berryessa.
Deja vu.
It was last year around this time, right,
when we had the big Napa problem. Sonoma, yeah.
It's been unbelievable, and I know they said, I would like to read a few things because I was reading the report on it, and the air quality today in San Francisco is pretty good, but it's been pretty bad over the past several days.
It has been, yeah, it has been.
And if you've noticed, I don't know if some people get, like, I get a lot of phlegm.
You can hear I'm clearing my throat.
Yeah.
Forgive me, that's actually Greg doing that.
But some people don't realize what's going on, but they have these safety tips.
Yeah.
I would like to mention... They said if it looks smoky outside, avoid physical outside activities and don't let your children play outdoors. That's important to remember because a lot of our listeners are in the Fremont area, which is a lot closer to where the fires are.
That's right, yeah.
Or in San Ramon or San Mateo. Yeah, you're closer to the fires. Mm-hmm. If you see the air quality is hazy and you see the mountains around you are a little hazy and not as visible as they normally are, it's not humidity, it's fires, smoke from the fires. Mm-hmm. If you are advised to stay indoors, keep indoor air as clean as possible. So use recirculated air with your air conditioning. Keep windows and doors closed unless it's extremely hot outside. If you don't have an air conditioner, staying inside with the windows closed may be dangerous in extremely hot weather. In those cases, seek alternative shelter, which a lot of people don't like to leave their stuff, right? So run your home or car air conditioning on recycle or recirculate. As I mentioned, keep the air fresh intake closed, the fresh air intake closed, and filter clean to prevent bringing additional smoke inside. If you have asthma or other lung diseases, make sure you follow your doctor's direction about taking your medicines and following your asthma management plan, because that's when it can really worsen. And then I mean really worsen.
Yeah.
If you have heart or lung disease, or if you're an older adult, if you have children, talk with your doctor about whether you should have to leave the area. But that's the kind of thing. It's important because you don't realize sometimes we just go on with our lives if it's not directly in our path.
Yep.
But it easily could become a bigger problem for people.
It could.
But that's funny. You know, did you go watch fireworks on the 4th?
I didn't. I was telling you, I worked, and then, you know, I was just tired after work. And also, last week I was in Santa Barbara all week, and I was out in the sun. And I fried.
Yeah.
I literally toasted for 4 days. And I just beat my butt. I mean, I was just like a rag.
Right.
So it took me the weekend, a couple of days after that, to actually feel normal again. So I just kicked back.
It is. But, you know, the fireworks are beautiful. San Jose does a nice job. They do them in downtown.
They usually do.
Great America does. Discovery Meadow Museum does them there. And then so does the Almaden Lake Park. And so does Great America. There's several spots that do them. But they do a really nice job with them, as does the city. But what I'm noticing is there's a lot of people. I mean, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, there were fireworks going on near my home.
Ah, yes.
And that is where the danger comes in. Not just for danger of blowing your hand off or doing something stupid, which happens every year. I was reading about I think there were 25 reported injuries in the South Bay yesterday.
That doesn't surprise me.
Or on July 4th.
Yeah.
But what amazes me is these people that are lighting these fireworks off in their backyards or in the neighborhood when it's very illegal to do so because it's not controlled. And because we are living in a powder keg, literally any spark could turn into a wildfire that affects all of us. So they're telling you, if even now, because you know, 4th of July, they'll extend past 4th of July, especially because it fell on a Wednesday. So Friday, Saturday.
Oh, for sure. They'll keep on doing it.
It's an excuse to do fireworks, right? So you're going to see a lot of people doing that. Report it. I know it seems bad. You can report anonymously. You don't want to blow a whistle on your neighbor. Maybe you have, but you know what? It's too important that we keep our area safe. If we have a wildfire here, it's so hard to contain it because we're so dry.
Yeah.
And we see what's happening up in Napa, and what causes those fires is something super simple that could have been avoided.
It's true.
A spark usually is the simplest little thing. Yeah. A spark will cause these fires. And then we're dealing with a major millions of dollars of problems. So if you see that going on, report it. That's what all the police are saying. You can report it anonymously. You don't have to say who you are. But last night because we're recording this on Thursday, on July 4th, at 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, I was listening to these loud fireworks all around me.
Yeah, I was too.
No one's continuing the light. None of the town or the city fireworks displays are happening after 10:30 or 11
no,
o'clock.
They stop at 11,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So if you are hearing it at late night, first of all, it's unnerving to wake up to these explosive sounds in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Kids wake up to it.
Yeah.
Forget about pets. My cats look like they were in dire straits last night running around the home. Dogs go crazy.
Yeah,
but on
do.
Top of that, if something happens in the middle of the night, you're at risk, right? If somebody, if one of your neighbors lights a firework that ignites the trees, you're right in the path. So it's important. So I really, really highly recommend to police your neighborhoods, because that is a problem. And I know it's going to continue through the weekend.
It will. And I live in Los Gatos, and I live right at the base of the Santa Cruz Mountains.
That's right.
Right there is a wilderness trail, no more than a block from my house.
Yeah.
Right in back of my house.
I know you are.
And so there you go. That's all we need is for somebody to shoot off a bottle rocket or something like that. Pew!
Yeah, ignites the whole thing.
You're toast.
So let's change gears for a moment. You were talking about a friend of yours who you recently ran into. I'd like to see if we could get this word out to the listeners.
Yeah, she's actually a client's and kind of friend situation. I did some work for her in Santa Barbara, and I hadn't seen her for a year.
Right.
So is it okay if I tell them
Please
what
tell
I
the story.
You?
I'd like to hear this.
I hadn't seen her in a year, and so she leased out her property in Santa Barbara, and she just got back into town. She's putting the house on the market.
Okay.
Because she can't really live in Santa Barbara anymore because of this lung condition that she has. She's got one lung now.
Okay.
She was in an Ironman competition some years back. I don't think it was that long ago. Very good shape. She's 70. You'd never know it. Very pretty woman. Very in excellent condition, except for she's got this disease that she got when she was doing a competition. She inhaled some water, and it had seagull feces in it, and apparently that's how she contracted that disease.
Rare lung disease.
They had a name. She told me I forgot it instantaneously, but when she was walking up to me, I said, "Oh, hey, Linda, it's good to see you again, and all tan and looking good." And she said, "It's not a tan, Larry." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And she said, "This is from the medication I have to take for the, you know, the lung disease that I have." So anyway, long story short, she said they won't give her a lung here in the States because she's too old. She's 70. Even though she's in excellent condition, they won't. So she's going to India, and she's going to purchase a lung there. I believe she's going to have the operation there too. Does not know anybody.
But you said she asked. You asked if she knew somebody, and she said no. So she was basically going to wing it.
She was going to wing it.
That's where this comes into play.
Yeah.
The show.
Right.
I think we should try and reach out to our listeners.
I do
who are
too.
Here.
You're good. You can take it from here because you basically know what to say.
Well, I mean, really, we don't know specifically what the steps would be.
We know nothing about it.
You know that there's a huge organ donor. There's a black market for organs, and it's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it also can get very ugly, and it be a lot of criminal activity. So we're not looking for anything illegal.
Nothing.
What we'd like to know is what would someone who's desperate for an organ transplant do in order to get in touch with somebody in India, who might be able to put them on the right path for something legal, but also maybe effective, because in this country, the waiting list would be too long, or in her case, because she's 70, even though she's a young 70,
she's
too old to go on the list.
Yeah.
So they basically are saying, we'll let you go,
exactly.
Which is terrible.
It is.
Especially if someone who's in great condition and great physical shape.
Yeah.
So we're asking if somebody who's listening might have some information, whether you're a doctor or whether you know somebody who might be able to put us in touch with the right people to maybe get this person the help they need.
Yeah, I would really, really appreciate that. I mean, I really feel so bad for her because she is a nice lady.
Let me give the contact. So our website is peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. You can go there and email us right through the site. You can email us directly at theyseepeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Or simple, go to our website, bali923fm.com, and go to the contact section. Just send an email to contact@bali. That comes to me or Brad. So the one of the two of us will always see it. Just mention you heard it on People Helping People. You have information. I even think that's the easiest way to do it because then we'll get the email.
How about a phone number? I mean, we do have a phone number, but you never mentioned it. There must be a reason for that.
You always put me on the spot.
Because it
goes to the front desk. It doesn't go direct.
Oh,
but here's the number.
Okay.
I'll give you my extension as well.
Okay.
The phone number of the office is
408
440 0851. My extension is 104. So 408-440-0851. If you get Crystal at the front, you could just let her know you heard People Helping People. And you
now I got your extension, dude. You never pick up your phone when I call your cell.
Well, the cell?
So now
I can
call
this. Because I see who's calling me. Why would I pick up? If it was somebody important, of course I'd
now
pick up.
I can get you. Gotcha.
But I really do think it's important. This show has always been about sort of plugging people and helping build bridges, right?
Yeah.
And making it a closer community and get people in to help one another. And that is important. But also that segues us to the next. For many months, we've been talking about the veterans and PTSD and so on and so forth.
You didn't forget. Good.
And you said specifically, I think next week we're hoping to have a guest for the first time where we can actually kind of delve in a little bit and talk about what a soldier or a veteran coming back from war or from service will do and how they go about getting jobs and how they go about handling their PTSD. You have somebody we could speak to, you said.
Well, I probably got a couple. Somebody from a foundation up here in the Bay Area. Yes, I do. Not to mention the fact that I know some people personally that have it very bad. Very bad cases of PTSD.
Right.
So it's really close to my heart. Like, it seems like everything is. It's like, I mean, is there anything that we've talked about almost on this show that I'm not involved in somehow?
No, you seem
when
to
you
know
really
somebody
think
in every,
about
every
it.
Walk. I know.
Is that so
Didn't
good
you see
or
your
bad?
Was it your brother? Was it Lee, who's also a veteran? Was Lee a veteran?
No.
No, who was it you said was gonna, you were going to have him call?
My oldest brother,
your
Jerry.
Your oldest brother. Wasn't
Korean War vet. He was a sniper in the Korean War.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
That's really cool.
He is an encyclopedia on all things.
I mean, I always find him, my dad's a Vietnam veteran, and I always love to talk to him about just the stories that they tell and how different the times were and how, you know, when they came home, how they were treated by the American public, which was sometimes embarrassing.
It was
We would
terrible.
Never do that with our soldiers now, thank God.
It was terrible.
Because even though we might not agree with what's happening,
exactly.
our own people generally know that our soldiers aren't to blame.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have a choice anyway for the better part.
Drafted.
They were drafted.
Whereas people now at least choose.
Yes.
But you're right.
Yeah.
My dad was drafted on his 18th birthday, 2 days
they
after
didn't
his
18th wait.
Birthday.
I remember my notice.
And he was in fighting in a war, someone else's war, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 18.
Yeah.
And thinking about what I was doing at 18 and what I was capable of doing at 18, to think that I could have been in that position if I was born a few years earlier.
You were prime meat.
Yeah, really. And right. I can't imagine an 18-year-old kid now going into war.
That's how it was.
And it really was scary then. And, you know, who knows the way the world is now, if it'll ever get back to that. I doubt it. But who knows?
Yeah,
but
cool
it
man.
Is something that I always marvel at, the strength, the mental fortitude of soldiers and when they come back home and trying to readapt and how much they struggle to
they
do
really
so
do.
And how difficult it is for them to be away from their families and kids. And then when they come back, they're dealing with all these other traumatic injuries and issues mentally, which have hurt them so badly. And it affects their family life and it affects their work. They can't get jobs. I mean, it's really, really unfortunate what they go through.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And I'm really afraid for a lot of kids that are growing up with parents that have these issues, right? And if we can't help them here, and we're not going to go out of our way to take care of these soldiers who are fighting to protect our freedom, then we have a problem. And I know there are just not enough jobs for these guys, and we want to talk to the local the local organizations to see what we can do to help.
Yeah, and we're still trying to get veterans on the
what
show.
Were you going to say? You were looking
that.
At oh yeah,
I'm say that.
So anybody in a local veteran association, even if you're a former veteran or you know somebody who runs the local veteran associations, shelters and such. Put us in touch because we've reached out to many and it seems it's difficult to get people to respond to this. I don't know if it's because they're so small and they're so spread thin that maybe they don't want to talk.
Or is it something else? I think it's the stigma.
Or it's something else. Maybe it's the stigma, yeah.
I do think that.
So these are the little things we'd like to know. So again, just go to bali923fm.com and contact us. Hopefully next week we'll have somebody on. We've been saying that for a while, but I think we're a lot closer.
Not veterans. You mean from NAMI? mental health organization.
Yeah, or even PTSD. Yeah, but even the veteran associations as well.
I got to work on that too.
Yeah, so I know you said you had somebody who you might be able to get us next week, which I'm hoping we can.
Yeah, and somebody from down. You know, we've got a local organization that's really big here in the Bay Area, so I'm trying to get them on better than the one we're trying to reach, which is in Colorado.
Right. Springs. So, I mean, there's probably more than we know about, but obviously we don't really have all the contacts for that.
I can't imagine you don't.
Yeah, I can't. You're the one who has all the contacts, Larry. I'm just a voice.
You would think so,
face.
But that's not true. You never said anything about, look at me.
I did say how pretty you are.
No, not that.
What?
Look at me.
What, today?
You see anything different?
Let me see. I don't really know.
God.
What'd you do different?
I got a haircut.
Oh, am I supposed to recognize haircuts?
You have in the past.
Jeez. I got to pay attention every day.
I feel real bad.
Listen, you...
I've always gotten compliments, except...
you know, your hair was getting long. Those feathers.
It was.
The feathers on the side, man. It's starting to look like the early 70s.
Yeah, I know.
But no, and now I realize. Because you have headphones on, I didn't really notice.
Oh, sure. Likely excuse.
You look great, Larry. You look 20 years younger than your actual
age.
Thank
you. I know. We won't go into that.
But any last thoughts, Larry? Because we're winding down now. I know this is kind of like a free-form show.
It is. We're good at it, though, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, but it's also nice to just chat.
It is. It's good that, especially you've been out of town.
So. I hope people enjoy our conversations.
I was just going to thank them for that, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's That's what I want to say. I want to thank you guys for making our show what it is today. It is a success. We do get comments now and then. We've heard it from other people too, and people in the studio. You guys actually like our show, and I think it's because. Part of the reason is because some of the topics that Greg and I talk about are pretty heavy.
Relatable, too.
Yeah, very relatable. And he and I have such a good chemistry together. Sometimes I'm a little harsh. Don't mean to be, but he knows I love him, so that's why I do that. But anyway, thank you for listening to the show. You guys are making it a success. Without you, we couldn't be here.
So yeah, man, who would have thought we'd be doing this for 3 years, you know?
It's actually almost 4 years.
Well, 3.5 now, but yeah. It's still crazy, right?
November.
They keep letting us in. That's all I know.
I'm glad the door's locked. I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, me too. And thanks to everybody for sending us your input. And also, please let us know if you find any of that information about the organ donor stuff.
That would be a huge
in
blessing.
India and any local veteran organization, so we can talk more to that.
Absolutely.
We know that's a big deal
through
all walks of life. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. And again, go to our website. You need to find all past shows or any other links or information on any range of topics. Because there are many of them. Just go to our website, which is peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com, and we'll be back again next week with another show here, People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.